We're doing Dov's Minute about Rosh Chodesh. The Talmud tells us in Baba Basra that just like a person's wages, a person's food is decided upon from Rosh Hashanah, so too a person's losses are decided upon from Rosh Hashanah. And the Medrash tells us that the expenses, the food, the parnasa of a person is defined from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah, except for the money he spends in honoring Shabbos, Yom Tov, and Rosh Chodesh, and that which the children bring to their Rebbe. When you send your children to day school, if you give more to the Rebbe, and you spend more honoring Shabbos, Yom Tov, and Rosh Chodesh, then in heavens they'll give you more. And if less, then less. Now, the Ateres Sekenim quotes this in Halacha, and it's not clear whether we also include Rosh Chodesh in this calculation. And the custom is that children used to bring their Rebbe a donation on Rosh Chodesh, and there's a sign for this because we say that this is connected in the Medrash, the payment of the Rebbe in Rosh Chodesh. And the word Tishrei, which is the month of Rosh Hashanah, is an acronym for Talmud Torah, Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh, Yom Tov. The Magen Avraham also quotes that our expenses are defined from Rosh Hashanah except for what we bring to the Rebbe on Rosh Chodesh. So this custom has a very strong basis that we send, just like there's Purim Gelt, there's Rosh Chodesh Gelt, the kids used to bring a special gift to the Rebbe who's teaching their kids Chomesh or whatever it is, they used to give them on Rosh Chodesh.